Hello and welcome to Grace Cathedral in Topeka for Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Concert organist Simon Johnson is here today with a program of Bach, Charles Villiers Stanford, William Walton, and more. First, here's the very famous and very stirring Toccata in Fugue in D minor, BWV 565, by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
Thanks to countless movies, including most famously Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Fantasia, and The Phantom of the Opera, an organ piece by Bach that is associated with extreme spookiness, if not outright terror. Or at least we think it's by Bach. Since Bach fanboy Felix Mendelssohn had it published in 1833, there was no doubt about it until the 1960s, when Bach scholars decided there were too many compositional mistakes in it that the real Johann Sebastian Bach would never have made. Now it's widely believed to have either been written by a very young J.S. Bach or intended by Bach as a piece for violin. Either way, there it is, the Toccata in Fugue in D minor, BWV 565 by Bach. Our organist is Simon Johnson, playing the Schantz organ built into Grace Cathedral in Topeka, Kansas. This instrument is so incredible, it even has its own webpage where you can check out all of the stops, pipes, ranks, bells, and whistles. See gracecathedraltopeka.org for pictures and descriptions. Next in today's Great Spaces series concert, here's Simon Johnson again to perform another Bach organ piece, the Prelude and Fugue in A minor, BWV 543. Thank you. Playing the Schantz organ with Reuter Organ Updates at Grace Cathedral of Topeka, that's organist Simon Johnson, the guest performer in this Great Spaces series recital. With a prelude and fugue in A minor, BWV 543 by Johann Sebastian Bach. We'll hear some English organ music soon, but first, one more piece by the great J.S. Bach, the Sinfonia from Bach's 29th Cantata.
Thank you.
from the Cantata No. 29 by Johann Sebastian Bach, the Sinfonia from Wir danken dir, or We Thank Thee, Lord, We Thank Thee. With organist Simon Johnson here at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Welcome to a Great Spaces concert we're featuring on Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio, where we feature exceptional local and live music every week. Next selection we'll hear on the magnificent Schantz organ here at Grace Cathedral is by Sir Alfred Herbert Brewer. He was organist at Gloucester Cathedral in England from 1896 till his death in 1928. His Heroic March wasn't published until after 1979, however, because it hadn't really been heard until then, when it was played for the funeral of Earl Mountbatten of Burma in Westminster Abbey.
Thank you.
containing some swagger not unlike that used by Sir Edward Elgar in his marches. That was by another composer knighted for his musical efforts, by Sir Alfred Herbert Brewer, who was also a good friend of Elgar's. That was the Heroic March. Our guest organist in this Great Spaces concert is Simon Johnson, the organist and assistant director of music at St. Paul's Cathedral, London. In addition to the daily round of services and events at St. Paul's, Simon has been involved in all of the national occasions that have taken place there since his appointment in 2008, including at the funeral service of Baroness Thatcher and the Diamond Jubilee, and 90th birthday celebrations of Her Majesty the Queen. Simon Johnson will play two more British pieces for us today, next by Charles Villiers Stanford, who was born in Ireland but studied at the University of Cambridge and became organist at Trinity College, Cambridge. One of the founding professors of the Royal College of Music, Stanford was not a modernist. He based his teaching on purely classical principles, as shown in the music of Brahms. Two of Stanford's more famous students were Gustav Holst and Ralph Vaughan Williams. Here's the Fantasia in D minor by Charles Villiers Stanford, played by organist Simon Johnson.
Thank you.
By Sir Charles Villiers Stanford is Fantasia in D minor for organ from 1894. Played by Simon Johnson, organist and assistant director of music at St. Paul's Cathedral in London, England. The last piece on today's Great Spaces concert in Grace Cathedral is one of the best British pieces ever. Originally written as an orchestral coronation march by Sir William Walton, this is the exciting adaptation for pipe organ by William McKee. Named the Orb and Scepter, the coronation march for Queen Elizabeth II in June 1953 in Westminster Abbey, London.
Thank you.
That's the Coronation March, written for Queen Elizabeth II, called Orb and Scepter, from 1953 by Sir William Walton, played by British organist Simon Johnson. Goosebumps, right? Find out more about this Great Spaces series of concerts in Topeka at greatspaces.org. Our soloist has his own website at simonjohnsonmusician.com. Thank you for joining us for another Classics Live, our weekly radio series featuring local and live performances. Chuck Smith is our recording engineer here at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Our Classics Live producer is Cordelia Brown. And I'm Darryl Brogdon. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you enjoyed the recital. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. Minuet and finale from one of Franz Joseph Haydn's Opus 76 string quartets, the first one in G major. From the 2018 Sunflower Music Festival, we heard violinist Robert Schumitzi and Sasha Mandel, Mark Tuke violist, and cellist Eric Bean. This is Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio.